This is the Andres Segovia Show.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the program. In this one, I'm going to be checking out this interesting article I came across that was sent to me actually from TechCrunch called Divvy Homes Secures $110 Million Series C to Help Renters Become Homeowners. This was published February 2nd. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I will highlight a couple of things before getting to the meat of this discussion. Coffee of power of the day. And before that, just a reminder that you can check out my show at www.theandressegovia.com for more content, including my exclusive shows such as Off the Record, which is available temporarily to the public every now and then. But there are more shows behind the login wall, not paywall, but the login wall. And I've made some updates to the website that include push notifications that are available now. So check it out. I'll get to some of the other items in a bit. And I know I just hit something here. I'll get to some other items in a bit that I want to discuss here. But I wanted to just dive into this article, so we just get right to it, shall we? Okay, so Divvy Homes, never heard of these guys. They've been around since 2017, and they started buying homes in 2018. What is it? Who are they, and what do they do? Well, let me just get to it here then, because let's just read the first line here. Despite all the headaches that come with it, homeownership is still the American dream for many. Yes. I don't like the way it's being phrased, despite all the headaches that come with it. What do you mean headaches? Because you have your own home, therefore don't own one? I don't like the language there, because trying to discourage people from home buying. And there's a big, what I call propaganda move with respects to home buying that I've been trying to, for the most part since the beginning of my show, about two years ago, dispel. So I don't like how that reads. Yes, there are headaches with home buying or with home ownership, but at least it's not the constant fear that you're being kicked out or evicted from your rented property that you do not own. There's a big difference there. But anyway, Divvy Homes, a startup that is set to help more people realize that dream by buying a house and renting it back to them while they build equity, has just closed $110 million in Series C funding. A bunch of these other companies, blah, blah, blah. Mortgage rates dropped to historic lows in 2020, yes, driven by the pandemic. Instead of making it easier to buy a home, many banks actually tightened underwriting requirements for approvals, said Divvy CEO, I think her name is Adina Heffetz, yes. Adina Heffetz. Well, yeah, they had to tighten money because there was no money coming in. The entire economy came to a stop worldwide, literally. So how do you lend out money that is not yours, because the bank's money is your money? How would you lend out money to those that cannot pay back? Yes, of course, things became a lot more stringent. But while lenders were busier than ever, much of that volume was driven by people who already own homes refinancing with the lower rates, like I did. Let's get to, yeah, you expanded, blah, 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 blah. So they said it's all a tailwind for the business because they didn't buy property from March and April because they were waiting to see what would happen with the world. So when the world picked up again, they started buying property. Ultimately, over the course of 2020, Divvy expanded operations from 8 to 16 markets and financed 5 times as many homes as it had in pre-pandemic times. It also worked with its existing customers by offering flexibility and rent relief in the way of waived late fees and flexible payment scheduling, for example. And that's good because for those of you that are regular followers of my program, especially the podcast, I've discussed, especially during the pandemic, where I put a lot of things to the side so I could help you with your properties. Imagine whether you were a tenant, property owner, or somewhere in between, and also defending your property rights from what California was doing to basically hurt everyone in the process in supposedly trying to do good. So in all that, I made a basically a couple of episodes addressing both sides of the rent issue, from the tenants to the property owners. And I was telling property owners, hey, we're all in this together in this case, quite literally, because you got good tenants that are hurting. You got to work with them. Otherwise, you might be at risk of losing your own property too if you're not getting any income. Let's get to this rent to own thingy. So let's see, this is the paragraph I wanted to read. How does Divvy work? I never heard of these guys, but let's see. How does Divvy work? Divvy claims to be different from other real estate tech companies in that it aims to digitize the archaic data heavy processes buyers encounter along the way. It works with renters who want to become homeowners by buying the home they want and renting it back to them for 3 years while they build the savings needed to own it themselves. So here's what I got a question about this, but elaborate on the processes here. So they, I guess they start working with the individual, the would-be home buyer, 3 years from then. But now, for now, it's still a tenant. And they say, hey, we want to help you build your equity. We'll get the house for you. We'll rent it for you. You can live in it for 3 years. And by the end of 3 years, you can buy it back from us. It's kind of like the lease to own thing that, I guess, auto companies did. I hated it when it came to cars because it's in a depreciable value. And you know, sometimes you were SOL at the end of all that. We were in a very bad one. I remember when my father, I was a kid, but I remember it. I hated the lease to own. It sounded great, but it's a depreciable asset. In this case, it's an appreciable asset. So this I can see working better for the housing industry. Where I have questions though is here in a moment. So I guess they do a contract to, always interruptions, sorry. Okay, so rather than buy the homes and look for renters, the company does the opposite. Customers pick out a home and Divvy purchases it on their behalf with the renter contributing an initial 1 or 2% of the home value. Okay, so in comparison to the traditional home buying process, first-time home buyers generally end up buying with what is called an FHA loan. An FHA loan requires the most minimal of deposits, which is 3.5%. So with Divvy, they're basically coming in at half of that. The reason that's key, though, is because when it comes to people that have asked me, hey, Andres, I want to buy a property. How much deposit do I need? Well, a deposit for a home is one thing. That's why I always tell them, just think of it as two deposits. The deposit for the home and deposit for the loan. Because some people hear, oh, 3.5% deposit. Well, of the purchase price. So they think they're only paying 3.5% that's coming out of their pocket and they're financing the rest. Well, the thing is, in theory, yes, but you got to secure the loan. The loan, securing the loans would cost money. And sometimes it can be really, really expensive just to get the freaking loan. So that's why I tell them, take that 3.5% and double it. Make sure you have enough money padded there so you don't lose out. Like, double? Yeah, so assume you're coming in with 7%. And it only gets even more expensive the higher you go. So it's, that's why I tell them, like, a plan for that. I'm not saying you're going to use up the 7%, but that's just a general rule of mind for people to be prepared. That's why some buyers ask for a seller concessions such as closing cost assistance. And I'm assuming this, because it's 1 or 2% of the home value, that goes a long way. So they move in at closing and pay one monthly amount. Part of that money is a market rate rent and goes 25% towards building up their savings in the house so they can put down a down payment estimated at 10% of the home value to purchase from Divvy later. The renters can choose to cash out their equity or purchase the home before the 3 years are up if they choose. They also have the option to re-up the contract if needed to take a bit longer to save up for the larger down payment. So here's where I have a question. I'm not sure entirely how this all works. The article doesn't explain it. The questions that I would have, and I'm sure they would answer it by reaching out. I haven't done so. I'm just reading the article just like you are, but I'm curious about this model and I want to follow this closely. So it's a 3-year contract, right? And this is an appreciable, not a depreciable asset. So year one, the purchase is made. 3 years later is when the buyer says, okay, I have the money now. I'll buy it from you. Are they buying at the price from year one because Divvy bought it at that price and 3 years later, they're basically locking in the rate, so to speak, and that's the price that they're purchasing at 3 years later? If so, that's awesome. That's like locking in a loan for like 3 years, at least the rate of 3 years, and it working out in that way. That's interesting. The question I have, though, is that if part of the money is market rate for the rent, does that mean the rent's going up every year in the meanwhile? That's a question I'm curious about. So those are a couple of questions that I had. But also, what does it mean if the renter still can't buy at the end of 3 years? I'm sure they haven't reached that point, but I'm sure they also have a plan when it comes to dealing with those that either are irresponsible or those that just come across hard times that there have been. So we'll see. Anyway, Divvy started buying homes in the first half of 2018. So far, the company is seeing nearly half of those renters buying back the homes. By mid this year, we'll see the whole 3-year thing come up. So some of them are probably buying ahead of their contract. That's pretty good. Even the most experienced players in the space maybe have single low-digit buyback rates, so it's definitely quite a bit higher than what the rest of the industry has seen. Heifetz, the CEO, told TechCrunch. When it first started out, up the prices of the homes they bought, averaged around $140,000, $150,000. Now the average home prices are more, are just over $200,000, she said. Which is why I'm wondering, because it doesn't say here where they're doing this experiment, because I highly doubt this will work in California. There is absolutely no way a company that's being financed by shareholders that want to see this thing in profitability would miss out on equity in California if what I had said, if the year one price is what they're paying year three, basically locking in the price for this long. There is absolutely no way any company in California is going to say, yeah, sacrifice the entire equity the house built on its own and just sell it to them at that point for that price. I cannot see that happening in any way. So it has to be in areas where the properties appreciate considerably slower. While Divi's mission involves wanting to make homeownership more accessible, Heffes points out that it's a lucrative business model as well. The number of people who fall outside of the traditional mortgage box is growing, she added, with more people struggling to be able to purchase a home. So that's all I wanted to dive into this article. I'm leaving a link to this for those of you that are watching this on Odyssey, Rumble, or obviously here or on YouTube. The link's in the description down below for you to read into more of this. And for those of you that are watching this at www.dangerousagova.com, thank you so much. You can find a link, just scroll down. There it is in the show notes for you to see. I'll also be leaving links to other discussions that I've had regarding the importance of homeownership, because that's in response to the first line. Oh, the headaches that come with homeownership. I just felt that's how the first line came across to me. Despite all the headaches that come with it, homeownership is still the American dream for many. I just don't like the way it's presented. It could be just me with my detections of bias, whatever. Anyway, that's all I wanted to read into this. So the other thing I wanted to show you is, for those of you that are interested in learning more about real estate, this is what I got to show you. This is available on my website, but also for anything and everything that interests you regarding real estate resources, where you would go would be SegoviaRES.com, because this is my landing page for anything and everything real estate. And if you're really curious, you can contact me through there. I'm serving Southern California, Orange, and Los Angeles counties. And of course, I'm advertising my show there. Why wouldn't I? You can learn a lot more about anything and everything from there. Anyway, that does it for this episode of the program. Thank you so much for watching this latest episode. Remember to subscribe to my podcast. All these episodes that you see here do make their way to the podcast. Every now and then, though, there'll be additional content exclusively for the podcast. But I'm trying to balance things out, just making everything available just about everywhere. Anyway, thank you very much. I'm Andres. Thank you for watching this latest episode. I'll see you on the next one.